table of contents. Introduction. Chapter 1. How Plants Grow. Chapter 2. Building an Indoor Garden. Chapter 3. Indoor Gardener Tasks. Chapter 4. High-Yield Hydroponic Systems. Chapter 5. Different Effective Grower Setups. Introduction. The basics of growing cannabis can easily be grasped by remembering that it is a plant. Growing marijuana outdoors is just like growing any other plant outdoors. You just plant a seed in soil and let nature take its course. Plants are not particularly designed to develop indoors. However, due to marijuana being an extremely controlled substance, and growing it is deemed illegal in most states, growing it indoors away from prying eyes is almost always necessary. Therefore, in order to successfully grow marijuana, you must fool them into believing that they are growing in the great outdoors. This task of fooling the plants into thinking that they are growing outdoors takes a significant amount of time, knowledge, and patience to pull off. This, however, is what this book will teach you how to do. This book will teach you all the things you need to know on how to grow marijuana indoors. In addition, this book will also teach you how to increase your yield and make the most out of your crops. So, sit back, relax, and let your marijuana growing education begin. Chapter 1. How Plants Grow. Plants favor an appropriately textured growth medium. The medium contains water and nutrients. Roots anchor the plant within the grow medium and absorb the water and nutrients. The stem not only holds up the leaves and flowers, but also transports food and water up and down to different parts of the plant. The leaves act as solar panels, collecting sunlight, and, through the process of photosynthesis, convert sunlight, nutrient-rich water, and carbon dioxide into carbohydrates and oxygen. As a plant matures, it flowers and becomes either male or female. Male flowers pollinate the female flowers, and the female flowers develop seeds that will soon fall to the ground as the plant slowly dies. Of the many seeds that fall to the ground, some will survive and germinate next springtime. This is how marijuana grows in its natural environment. Marijuana grows naturally in many parts of the world. Strains from warm places like Mexico, Jamaica, Africa, or the Middle East are usually called sativa. Sativas have evolved to suit climates with long, warm grow seasons. They are characterized by long, thin leaf blades and grow relatively tall. Strains that are adapted to colder climates with shorter grow seasons, such as parts of the United States, Canada, or Europe, are called indica. Indicas have wider leaf blades and don't grow as tall. Indoor growers almost exclusively prefer indica strains because they flower much quicker than sativas. Quick-flowering plants allow for more frequent harvests and are less prone to disease than plants that need a longer time to mature. Seeds can be purchased from mail-order companies in Canada and Europe. These companies offer a huge selection of well-known and not-so-well-known strains, ranging from $30 to over $150 for 10 seeds. Seed companies allow the grower to start with reliable, high-quality, trait-specific strains. However, some seed companies have better reputations than others. Deal with a reputable company that has existed for at least a year or two just to be safe. Seeds found mixed in with retail marijuana can often produce buds just as good as those in which they were found, but not always. Some seeds found in retailed pot are the result of a hermaphrodite plant in the grow room. If so, the seeds may also have hermaphrodite tendencies. Unless the grower has no other choice, the use of mystery seeds should be avoided. Using clones from fellow growers is another good way to start a crop. More on cloning later. Seeds can be sprouted in different ways. Many growers like to germinate seeds in dampened paper towels. Simply planting them an inch deep in moist potting soil should also work fine. Use a tray with a moisture dome to trap humidity if necessary and keep the soil moist. Never place seed trays on cold cement surfaces. Keep them at room temperature or several degrees warmer if possible. A sprout should emerge in 3 to 4 days. Most seeds have about a 90% germination rate. In a group of 10 seeds, 9 should germinate. If seeds do not germinate, it could be that they have been damaged.